Free Talk Live. We're kicking off Hour 3. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. So enjoy. freetalklive.com. So I said we're going to talk about kisses. Kissing.
Oh,
yes, people, the question is, why do people kiss?
I don't know. It's an interesting question. Why would you put those two germy, wet things together?
ScienceLine.org.
It's something I like to do.
Has some suggestions.
Not with you.
ScienceLine.org, found through Fark.com. Her eyes are wide and they stare into yours. You wrap your arm around her waist and pull her in close. She touches your face and you lean in. Tilt your head to the right, of course, and your lips connect. The rushing sensation leaves you little room to wonder, why the hell am I doing this anyway? Of course, the simplest answer is that humans kiss because it just feels good.
That is the simple answer.
But there are people for whom this explanation isn't quite sufficient.
I wonder how they get paid. Probably government grants.
I don't know. They formally studied the anatomy and evolutionary history of kissing. It could be a school grant. It could be
an educational
deal. They formally study the history of kissing and evolutionary history of kissing, and they call themselves philematologists. Philematologists.
Okay.
So far, these kiss scientists haven't conclusively explained how human smooching originated, but they've come up with a few theories, and they've mapped out how our biology is affected by a passionate lip lock. A big question is whether kissing is learned or instinctual. Some say it's a learned behavior dating back to the days of our early human ancestors. Back then, for instance, mothers may have chewed food and passed it from their mouths into those of their toothless infants. You didn't have baby food back then, right?
Right.
Even after babies cut their teeth, mothers would continue to press their lips against their toddler's cheeks in order to comfort them. Sensible explanation.
I suppose.
Supporting
why
the
would they do that, though? I mean, why not press something else?
I don't know. Just tradition at that point. That's what you did as
okay.
a mom. But then again, that doesn't explain why it would have gone from child-rearing to pleasure. Because for the purpose of transferring food, there's, you know, a reason for that. Versus the purpose of just kissing for pleasure, that's just, you know, for fun.
I guess.
Supporting the idea that kissing is learned rather than instinctual is the fact that not all humans kiss. Certain tribes around the world just don't make out, say anthropologists. While 90% of humans do actually kiss, 10% have no idea what they're missing. Others believe kissing is indeed an instinctive behavior.
I wonder what they do instead. I've heard Eskimos rub noses.
Well, in fact, they cite animals' kissing-like behaviors as proof. While most animals rub noses with each other as a gesture of affection, others like to pucker up just like humans do. Bonobos, for example, make up tons of excuses to swap some spit.
Those crazy bonobos.
Aren't they also known for something else, like having sex for pleasure or something like that? What is the bonobo known for? I feel like there's something special about them.
I can't remember that. They're just miniature chimpanzees, basically.
Well, anyway, they make up tons of excuses to swap some spit. They do it to make up after fights, to comfort one another, to develop social bonds, and sometimes for no clear reason at all, just like us. Today, the most widely accepted theory of kissing is that humans do it because it helps us sniff out a quality mate. When our faces are close together, our pheromones talk, exchanging biological information about whether or not two people will make strong offspring. Women, for example, subconsciously prefer the scent of men whose genes for certain immune system proteins are different from their own.
Huh.
This kind of match could yield offspring with stronger immune systems.
That's if you manage to get to kiss them. I mean,
before you have sex?
Well, just no. Period.
I don't get it.
Well, obviously they wouldn't be attracted. They wouldn't have the opportunity to know whether or not you would be the perfect match for them. You could just pass them by at the mall, and if there's no kissing going on, they wouldn't. You know, it's not like they're going to jump on you.
I suppose. I mean, due to society's ways, you certainly don't jump on somebody at the mall. But nonetheless, I think that I don't know much about the pheromone thing, but as I understand it, they emanate much further than right in front of your mouth. So if you're passing by somebody at the mall, you can certainly notice whether or not they smell good or bad, and that can be an important first step towards getting to the kissing part, right? I mean, so scent is certain. For women especially, scent is really important.
The important first step is striking up the conversation, gentlemen.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. But if you stink like B.O., it's
not going to help.
Not going to happen.
No.
conversation ain't going to last long. It's going to be, whoa, take get out of here.
Take a shower every day. Use deodorant.
Yeah. Women, for example, let's see. Okay, still, most people are satisfied with the explanation that humans kiss because it feels good. Our lips and tongues are packed with nerve endings which help intensify all those dizzying sensations of being in love when we press our mouths to someone else's. Experiencing such feelings...
You know, the first time I kissed a girl, I guess it must have been, like, for real. I'm not talking about just, you know, like, pecking with a...
Real French kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to pass out.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I just, my head was
Oh, your blood
swimming.
Was rushing the other direction, huh?
I don't know that I don't even know I had an opportunity to think like that. You know, it was just...
How quick did you feel like passing out?
Oh, almost, like I...
Instantaneously?
Yeah, I was...
Wow.
High for 30 seconds at least.
I got a bit of a rush. I didn't feel like I was going to pass out or anything like that, but that feeling hasn't been duplicated ever since.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah, well, whatever. I'm not in search of it. Experiencing such feelings doesn't usually make us think too hard about why we kiss. Instead, it drives us to find ways to do it more often. So there you go. Now you know a little bit more than you ever did, perhaps, about the etymology of kissing. I don't know if that's the appropriate word. The history of kissing and how it came about. I think that probably a lot of it is learned behavior. You know, we see movies, we see other people doing it, and we figure that's what's appropriate to do. I think that's probably a huge factor, especially considering the tribes that don't kiss at all.
Well, there's 90% of people that do, and it seems like that's a little more than just nurture. You know, I think there's some nature tossed in there somewhere.
Okay, and this is what they're debating, and will continue to debate amongst their phlebologist circles or whatever. Phlebotomologists? Yeah,
yes.
There you go. All right, 800-259-9231 to a flashback. Land O'Lakes, Florida. For 10 years...
Why is this happening to me?
Young people ages 11 to 18 have gathered in Pasco and other Florida counties to pitch tents, swat volleyballs, and sing around campfires. Typical summer camp, save one important distinction. They do it naked. That's right. Naked, teenage, nudist camps.
In Pasco County?
Summer camps. Yeah, in fact, I'm looking at this article and I'm thinking we might have read this back in 2003 when it was actually printed. And you're asking yourself, why are you reading an article from 2003, Free Talk Live? You're supposed to be keeping us up to date with what's going on in the world. This is 3 years ago. This is old news. Why are you bringing this up?
Old news. I don't think that naked teenage summer camps ever. I don't think those are ever old news.
Well, let me continue, and I think you might figure out why I'm bringing this up. U.S. Representative Mark Foley, one of Washington's leading advocates for missing and exploited kids, doesn't like the idea of a clothes-free camp for teenagers. After reading a story Wednesday in the New York Times, he decided to raise a fuss. Now, in case you don't know, who's Mark Foley, Mark?
He's the guy that was just found IMing, it just found out that he was IMing teenage boys that were his pages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was he IMing them about?
Well, you know, like, what are you wearing?
It was worse than that.
Boxers, huh?
Yeah.
I'd like to put my hands in those.
Yeah, it was really bad. he was just pretty much out and out having cyber sex with teenage boys over the internet. And he's a representative.
You know,
who,
I was listening to Rush, I guess the day after the story broke.
Yeah.
And it is amazing. The guy blamed it on Clinton.
Are you serious?
I swear to God, he said.
He is talented.
You know, the Clinton war room's in full effect right now. There's, I know, I'm not saying that this is what happened, but it could be.
What?
It could be that they planted these pages. They knew about Foley's proclivities. They planted these pages that these boys, gesticulated and gyrated right there on the desk in front of Foley and got them all hot and bothered and then went home and they IM'd him. You know, could have happened.
Really? Really? Is that what he said on the air?
I might be pushing it a little bit, but it was so funny. It amazes me. Everything is Bill Clinton's fault.
Unbelievable.
I mean, these people have been pounding. Hasn't that drum been beaten to death? Apparently not.
Well, Mark Foley, one of Washington's leading advocates for missing and exploited kids, doesn't like the idea of a clothes-free camp for teenagers. Oh, yeah? I think he was lying. We're going to look into the rest of this. This flashback article from 2003, also thanks to Fark.com. We'll look into this, and we'll find out what Mark Foley was trying to be, the image he was portraying 3 years ago, and compare it to, well, the truth. More coming up. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show, 800-259-9231, Free Talk Live.
He's kind of like a love child between Ann Coulter and Michael Moore.
I keep hearing all about this obesity epidemic. So what? That's between people, their doctor, and their dinner plate. So why does government get involved? I'll tell you why. Changing your lifestyle is how they think they're going to afford socialized medicine. That's why. Put down that steak, you selfish pig. You're cheating poor folks out of their vaccinations.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there is totally free, including the wiki. WIKI.freetalklive.com gets you to it. Over 850 pages created by listeners like you. In fact, you can go in and edit virtually anything that you see on the wiki. Simple. You create a free account, like the rest of our website. The wiki is free as well. And then you can go in and change things or add to the wiki, as many of our listeners have done. Wiki, WIKI.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. freetalklive.org. Well, to back up my hypothesis that I think others also subscribe to as well, that is that those who yell the loudest about things like nude youth summer camps, teens on the internet, sexuality, that sort of thing, laws, they want to pass laws, they yell the loudest about passing laws about these sorts of things, are indeed the ones who are trying to deny their true nature, the ones who really should be the first suspects, like Representative Mark Foley. In case you've been haven't been paying attention to the news, this has been, I guess, like the top story all week long. The fact that this guy got caught with his pants down, if you will, caught red-handed, essentially having little chat sessions with his 16-year-old pages, congressional pages, talking about all sorts of things that we really can't get into detail about on the radio. I've read the chat session, the uncensored chat session, and, I mean, we're talking about this guy was talking to this kid about his sexual organ in a variety of fashions and touching it and other things that we can't really talk about. I mean, we're really, this wasn't just playful stuff. This guy wanted to have sex with his congressional
pretty page. Serious stuff.
So let's flash back to 2003 in the St. Petersburg Times, and let's bring you a story from 2003 that involves Representative Mark Foley and teenage nudity. For 10 years, young people ages 11 to 18 have gathered in Pasco and other Florida counties to pitch tents, swat volleyballs, and sing around campfires. Typical summer camps, save one important distinction. They do it naked. Representative Mark Foley, one of Washington's leading advocates for missing and exploited kids, doesn't like the idea of a clothes-free camp for teenagers. After reading a story in the New York Times, he decided to raise a fuss. Foley, running for the U.S. Senate seat held by Bob Graham, plans to deliver letters today to Jeb Bush and Attorney General Charlie Crist in Florida, singling out Lake Como Nudist Resort in Land O'Lakes, which hosted a bare-skinned youth camp that ended last week. Foley said the camp, sponsored by the American Association for Nude Recreation, appears to exploit children to make money. The camps operate...
How is a nudist camp exploiting children to make money?
I have no idea. But that's his excuse.
Okay.
I guess the suggestion is that they're making money off of kids. How is it different to make money off of nude kids than it is to make money off of regular kids going to a camp?
I don't know. It's a strange assertion. I wonder how he backed it up.
Well, the camps operate under a Florida law that allows people to be nude as long as they're not being lewd. Foley wonders if state statutes could change. Thus, the letters to Bush and Bush.
Because nude, of course, is lewd in his mind.
Yes, lewd.
Because of all those thoughts they must be thinking.
Loves
because
it.
Just like me.
He doesn't want to think those thoughts. He feels, I don't know, you wonder what's going through this guy's head, right? Is he tormented because he has thoughts about nude teenage boys in his head, and he wants to pass as many laws as he possibly can to keep it as far away from him as he possibly can? Is
I'm
he
sure,
tormented
I'm sure
like
that's
that?
True. I mean, you know, he has a wife. I imagine he wanted to be faithful to her at least some moment in time.
He says, quote, "What's wrong with your kids going to Boy Scouts, Campfire Girls, or sports camps?" Foley, the West Palm Beach Republican, said from Washington, quote, "It's beyond the pale that this is a normal way to bring up a 14-year-old child." Well, it may not be normal, and I despise that word because I don't know what it means.
Who is he to say?
Right. Who is he to define what normal is? It may not be what goes on in Representative Foley's world of his Christian church or whatever it is he goes to, but for American nudists, it's entirely normal. For American nudists who live in nudist parks, who are nude at all times for the most part, except, I don't know, do they get nude when it's snowy out? I don't know about that. How do nudists handle the snow? Obviously, this is Florida, so it doesn't really happen there, but I know there are nudist parks around the country. How do they deal with that?
Well, I imagine they, I don't know.
I'd like to know.
From campfire to campfire?
If there are any nudists who listen to the show, dial us up at 800-259-9231. But that's totally normal for them. Nudists don't find it unusual to see other people naked. They understand that that's how you were born.
Or that's what they want to see and fine and dandy.
And it's not a sexual thing for them at all. For Representative Mark
Who
Foley...
Who cares if it is?
For Mark Foley, it would be... but for most nudists, it's not.
No.
Otherwise, you'd see a lot of sexual arousal going on, and they're just used to seeing nakedness. That's just what they do. But for Mark Foley, seeing a nude teenage boy would really get him going. And so he wants to pass a law to stop it. Even though he'd have to voluntarily choose to go into a nudist camp in order to see such a thing.
He doesn't want to just thinking about it. Just thinking about it gets me all upset.
The adult nudists who run the camp say they teach teenagers healthy lessons about accepting their sometimes awkward adolescent bodies. Aside from the Pasco camp, others are held in Virginia as well as Arizona. Again, these aren't all nudist camps. These are just teen nudist camps. Eric Schlutoff, executive director of the Nude Association, called Lake Como's camp, which attracted about 25 young nudists from June 5th to 13th, quote, good old-fashioned naked fun. Schlutoff said, quote, we have always been about a wholesome...
I love that.
We've always been about a wholesome, family-oriented environment suitable for people of all ages. But Representative Foley wonders about the wholesomeness. The New York Times article noted the kids were subjected to the unwanted gaze of a 40-something visitor to Lake Como, peeping from a sauna window. Lake Como resident Elf Anderson dubbed the man a cog, which she said stands for creepy old guy. This particular cog, like all others, was ejected from the 200-acre resort. So they're protecting the kids. They're keeping them safe. Anderson said, quote, the kids can spot when somebody is not pure of heart, who stressed that campers are protected by adult counselors and sleep in tents, isolated from regular resort patrons. Foley, a fifth-term congressman, denies he's raising the nude camping issue to bolster his chances for the Republican nomination for Senate. No, no, no. No, would never do something like that. As co-chairman of the House...
I wouldn't do anything to get me some publicity so I can get elected. No.
As co-chairman of the House's Missing and Exploited Children's Caucus, he lobbied for the Amber Network, a way to broadcast missing children cases across the country, and he most recently tackled child erotica on the Internet. Oh yeah, Mark? How'd you tackle it? He said he was shocked by the newspaper article about the naked camps that have been going on in his home state since 1993. You know, I think he's only shocked because he didn't know what was going on. Like, he's angry that he didn't know back in 1993 that this was happening so he could have changed the direction in his life and become a nudist camp teen counselor. Because that's his real calling, I think. He says, Foley suggested the camps force kids to fixate on nudity during their impressionable formative years. Normal teen sexual urges could become inflamed by the nakedness around them, he said. I don't think he's right at all about that, and I'm not a nudist, and I've not lived on a nudist camp, but just from what I've learned about nudists over time and the few that we've spoken with, it seems to me that being a nudist completely eradicates all of the mystery about nudity, all of the mystery about sexuality and that sort of thing. You're used to seeing nakedness. When you've got someone with clothes on, then you wonder what they look like with their clothes off, and that might lead to more sexual thoughts and that sort of thing. We're coming back with more. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237 The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Call 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Show is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something new, fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list, and you can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, updates.freetalklive.com. So continuing this flashback story, we're talking about Representative Mark Foley. He's the guy that was caught red-handed, chatting away with one hand on the keyboard, the other hand, well, you know where, with teenage boys. Some of his congressional pages, age about 16, I think is about how old they are. He was having some fairly sexualized conversations with these young men.
About as sexual as you can get on IM.
And who's to say whether or not he had actually consummated any of these relationships? I believe I read that he claims that he had not, but who knows?
It doesn't sound like by any of his choices.
Well, so we're flashing back to 2003 in an article
that's
from
what I'd say too, by the way,
the St. Petersburg Times, where Representative Foley is very, very upset. I would say, go so far as to say he's a bit hot and bothered about this issue. Apparently, there are some nudist camps in the United States, one or two of them in Florida, that allow teenagers to come in to, well, have a nudist camp. Like, you know how you send the kids to camp over the summertime? Well, people are sending their kids
nudists
to...
Nudists send their kids to nudist camp.
Nudist camp.
What a surprise.
Exactly. And he allegedly was outraged about it. Apparently, Foley suggested the camps force kids to fixate on nudity during their impressionable formative years. Normal teen sexual urges can become inflamed by the nakedness around them, he says. Quote, it's putting matches a little too close to gasoline. But nudists say the camp's goal is exactly the opposite. Most of the campers have grown up as nudists. Removing the clothes actually minimizes the importance of bodies, say they. Anderson, one of the nudist camp counselors, says, as you know, kids are natural nudists. It's so cute to see a naked baby in toddlers. But as we mature somehow, that's no longer seen as a wholesome, healthy thing. And I gotta totally agree with the nudist in this case. In fact, I have no objections to the nudist camp idea whatsoever. I think it's a little silly, and it probably doesn't make much sense in a colder climate. But, man, if you want to go around and be naked and be around other people who are naked, I don't see what the harm in that is. In fact, I can't see possibly what the harm could possibly be.
It's a free country, and I don't see why people shouldn't be able to be naked in nudist camps.
Well, I don't think Foley actually ended up doing anything about this. He was just blowing a lot of hot air to get himself reelected so he could touch some more congressional pages. Because, boy, once you start doing that, you just can't stop. Anyway, so I just wanted to flash you back to kind of give you a taste for what this guy was like. And now we know what he really is all about. Isn't it bizarre? 1-800-259-9231.
I guess it doesn't seem that surprising when you look back. I mean, that somebody would be fixated on this, that is fixated on that.
Right. What about the rest of them? What about the rest of Congress? How many of them have not gotten caught? Because again, this is just the guy that has gotten caught. There have been allegations about things that go on in Washington, D.C. I haven't really done a lot of research into this, but I've sort of nosed around a bit, and it's pretty interesting. I mean, there was some allegations about how there's, like, child sex rings going on in Washington, D.C., and all kinds of crazy, depraved, freakish stuff amongst the elites.
That seems a little sensational to me. I mean, if that was going on, then why would it be Foley that got caught for IMs, you know?
Well, I don't know. I guess there's been a lot of suppression of this sort of thing over the years. There apparently was like a Washington Post article about it in the late 80s.
Apparently ABC, thought that it would be a good idea to expose Foley. Why wouldn't they expose
Foley? ABC thought it was a good idea, but Fox didn't. I saw a story today that said that Fox came across this very same information and didn't do anything about it.
No surprise.
Well, okay, so there you go. So
well, Fox isn't news. Fox is the Republican propaganda machine.
Okay, well, now you're making excuses. I mean, they're a news channel as much as any other news channel is.
Okay.
Just because they might have a bit of a more Republican slant doesn't mean that they're any less newsy than CNN is. I don't know. I don't really watch either one of them. And nor do I get my news from either one of those sources. I actually happen to like ABC News. Amongst all of the major news organizations, I go to ABC News first simply because they hire John Stossel. And you know what? I support him because of that. They let a out libertarian host 2020, and they let him do full hour long specials. If you ask me, that's reason enough to throw my weight over in their corner a little bit. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airway. Since we're still sort of talking about things of a sexual nature, let's talk about jail sex.
Oh God. I have an article here that it says that Schwarzenegger vetoes bill to distribute condoms in California prisons. So I'm kind of of two minds on this particular bill, and let me read it to you a little bit.
All right.
The landmark California Assembly Bill 1677, which would have allowed public health organizations and officials the opportunity to distribute condoms to state correctional facilities in order to control the staggering rate of HIV infections among inmates, cleared its final legislative hurdles only to be vetoed by Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger on Friday.
Hmm.
The HIV infection rate in our state correctional facilities is many times higher than the general population. With the average duration of incarceration being just 2 years, HIV infections in our state correctional facilities quickly spread to communities on the outside through high incarceration rate. With high incarceration rates, like I assume they're talking about lower income places, Compton. I don't know, comes to mind.
So they're saying that what they're saying is that these guys are having the butty sex in the jails,
mm-hmm.
and then they're coming out and having sex with regular folk outside, and thereby spreading HIV even further than beyond the jail.
It's an incubator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's bad news.
Sadly, the governor's veto of condoms in prisons will result in thousands of people, both inside and outside the prison, being infected with HIV at a staggeringly high cost in both human lives and taxpayer dollars, noted the Assemblyman Paul Kritz of West Hollywood, author of the bill. Many organizations have joined Mr. Koritz in criticizing Schwarzenegger, including the bill's proponents, the Southern California HIV/AIDS Advocacy Coalition, AIDS, whatever. Researchers are beginning to link the rise in HIV among young black women to the disproportionate number of black men, their partners, who serve prison sentences.
Makes sense.
As Latinos have now become the predominant ethnic group in California's prisons, a similar effect may be seen among that community and others unless our political leaders do the right thing and make condoms available to men in prisons throughout the state.
Well, now, doing the real right thing would be ending the war on drugs, which, of course, would prevent so many of these blacks and Hispanics and a few whites that are arrested for drugs as well from even being thrown into the prisons in the first place. That would be the right thing to do.
But given
this is damage control.
But given that this is the way things are, here was a bill that seemed like it was going to address that. The one thing that bothers me in this whole article is that, let's see, the landmark California Assembly bill, which would have allowed public health organizations and officials the opportunity to distribute condoms. I don't think that I, as a taxpayer, should have to pay for condoms so the convicts can do that. But I do think that
charity should be
allowed to distribute them, and I think they should be for sale in the commissary or the canteen or whatever it is that they have available for these guys. If they want to, I'm sure that that would be an issue that they would be concerned with, and why shouldn't they have that opportunity? Obviously, it's against the rules for them to do such a thing, but they are doing it, and AIDS is spreading like wildfire. Prison systems are incubators for this disease, and they're coming out and they're spreading it to the women. And then the women, it's a bad thing.
Now, of course, if more people were more aware of what's going on and a little more careful with their sexual habits, this wouldn't be as much of a problem, but they're not. And you just can't expect people to be careful with their sexual habits because, boy, when you're in the heat of the moment, I guess, forget about all the testing, forget about making sure you don't have AIDS, let's just have sex, and boom, boom, you're done. And then you've got AIDS, maybe.
Pretty much how it
goes. Now, of course, it is statistically more likely that you're going to receive AIDS, HIV, rather, is going to be transmitted by the anal sex.
Mm-hmm.
It's less likely that through standard vaginal intercourse that it's going to happen, but certainly totally possible.
But the receiver of that vaginal intercourse, as opposed to the giver of it, is one more likely to get it there also.
So the woman is more likely to receive the HIV. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts on this? Should the government be involved at all in distributing condoms? And if a private agency wants to do it, should the government be able to prohibit that? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control toll-free 800-259-9231. Even in these remaining moments, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Experience the site for free. We give it away to you. But we do ask that in return, you voluntarily support the show by being a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. That's less than the price of one cup of coffee. You send it our way, and we'll turn it into new radio stations playing Free Talk Live. We'll turn it into new internet, new people using their internet connections to download and listen to Free Talk Live. It's working. The amplifier program, advertise, market, and promote is what it stands for, amp.freetalklive.com, is bringing new listeners to the message of freedom and liberty here on Free Talk Live. And if that's important to you, you should get involved. Amp.freetalklive.com. Get all the details there. Learn about the perks. You get access to the amplifier-only call-in lines, forum. You get access to classic archives and more. Again, amp.freetalklive.com as we go to the phones and to the fun. Ladies first. Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, hi, hon. I'm going to start sending y'all some money every month.
That'd be super.
But anyway, there's something very important. You were talking about the HIV.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give you a website to go to that you're going to get all the information, and it's going to shock you to death.
Okay.
Okay.
And I don't want to die, Paula, but I'll
I know.
I might
none
go to
of us
site.
Do, hon. None of us do, but okay. I'm going to give you some information that you need to have.
All right.
Okay? Get on newswatchmagazine.org and go to mycoplasma bacteria.
Do you want to give us a briefing here, Paula? What is
okay.
this all about?
Okay. This was done back in between 42 and 53.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was done at Fort Detrick, and it's not a virus. They've lied to everybody. It's a mutated bacteria that they mutated. They spread it from Florida, North, West, Europe, Russia, Africa, everywhere.
Who is they?
Who do you think I'm talking about?
I don't know. That's why I asked you.
Fort Detrick?
Sounds like the
government. The military. Okay.
Okay. My father was put over the medical part of the VA at the time by Woodrow Wilson, and he knew about this.
Woodrow Wilson or your father?
My dad was a doctor.
Okay.
But anyway, he opened a hospital here, Nemours, for children because he knew what it was going to do to them.
Mm-hmm.
But this causes a lot of diseases, and it's not a virus. It's a bacteria, mutated bacteria. They gave it to everybody. They gave it to the animals, and it has been spreading ever since.
And what is it? It causes different diseases? Is that possible?
Yeah, it causes, okay.
One bacteria can cause a variety of diseases?
Yes, I'm going to explain to you why. It goes into every cell of your body. And you can tell just by looking on a slide of a blood smear, because you can see the blood cell, they look like donuts. That's how big they are.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes into every blood cell, every cell of your body. That's why you start having, and I'm going to explain what it all does. Mad cow disease, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, MS, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, Crohn's disease, leukemia.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, you're telling me the military created a bacteria
this
that can do all that?
This was done for population control.
Now, does that mean they didn't have Crohn's disease, leukemia, fibromyalgia, all these other things before this?
Well, I can remember back when I was a child in the 40s, okay, and we didn't have these kind of diseases.
You didn't have leukemia?
No.
Is that possible that hadn't been discovered yet, Paula?
It can be caused by this, but it also can be caused by if you don't even take, care of your body, you can get it.
So what's the solution here, Paula? What are we going to do?
Okay, there is a medication to get rid of this, and they're lying to everybody. It's called doxycycline. You take it twice a day for 2 weeks, and it pulls it out of your system.
So that's just your regular old penicillin.
Yeah, and they fly to everybody. But anyway, the thing is, it's according
to... Are you telling me AIDS patients have never taken penicillin?
Huh? No, this medication does a special thing. It pulls it out of your system.
Okay.
Huh. Where does it take it?
You can go to a doctor and get it. When I went in to get tested, I had some of these medical problems. So I went in to see the doctor when I heard about this, and I got a hold of a doctor in Canada that knew all about this. And matter of fact, in 1964, they had a meeting. They called all the doctors to Washington to have a meeting.
All of the doctors?
Yeah, listen. They called them there to have a meeting to try to get rid of it then, but nobody even showed up.
The doctors didn't care?
They didn't care.
They must have called on the fax line or something like that.
No,
thanks for the call, Paula. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
Wow! Come on. It happened in 1964.
What about it?
Well, she has her dates. She knows what happened.
And her dad was a doctor.
That's right.
So she claims. I just don't... What? A bacteria that can cause Lou Gehrig's disease, Crohn's disease, HIV? What are you talking about?
They are relatively new diseases. A lot of them are. It's interesting, but I think it has more to do with there being so many dirty, hairless monkeys in the world.
I don't know if they're new diseases as much as they are diseases that have been identified and followed recently. I mean, they've probably existed, just that technology and the medical field has advanced to the point where we know they exist now.
I think it's amazing that it can be cured by just your regular, old
penicillin
kind of thing, doxycycline, or whatever she...
Let's go to Alex in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, how are you guys?
Great. What's on your mind, Alex?
Yeah, what's on my mind is, I subscribe to Time Magazine, and just this recent issue with the Iranian president, the interview that they did with him, it just goes to show. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, man.
Okay, yeah, it just goes to show the state of just the media in America. I mean,
can you give me an example? Because we haven't read this, and probably most of the people listening haven't either.
Well, basically, they had an interview with him in Cuba. Time Magazine journalist had an interview with him, and basically, bottom line is it was just a blatant attempt to try to demonize him to the American public. And one question really stood out in my mind when...
Can you back off your phone a little bit? It's breaking up a bit.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, just back away from it just slightly. I didn't see what
okay,
happens.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's not that great. Go ahead and wrap up your thoughts as quick as possible.
Okay, one thing really stuck out in my mind.
Ugh.
And what really stuck out in my mind...
Thanks for the call. We got to let you go. I can't handle it.
Oh.
Sorry, dude. But, hey, the Iranian president, is he as bad as George Bush would like you to believe that he is? I don't know. I don't know the guy. Maybe he's a terrible dude. But I don't really know if he's that much worse than Bush. I'm not really sure which one is worse. They're both in charge, if you will, of governments in different countries, and government is an agency of force. And so in my book, they're both bad guys. Let's talk to David in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Oh, yeah, howdy. I'm kind of, just as a side note, I was interested in the habeas corpus ruling the other day, but just as you were talking about that, my position generally on Bush is that he's a saboteur. The guy's not incompetent. He's actually a saboteur, and it goes back to that old Nazi ties business. You know, this whole business about what happened on Friday, this Senate vote that decided to take away habeas corpus from U.S. citizenry,
yep.
is being overshadowed by the sexual the peccadilloes of a congressman.
Yeah, you're right.
But then as well, this whole Bob Woodward, his brand new book, saying that these guys have, that they not only had a meeting in July, 2 months ahead of 9/11, but they ignored the warnings about the attacks on America September 11th.
Who's they?
Well, in this case, it's very clear that Condi and all of her staff and Rumsfeld and Bush and any number of different people were just straight in line. They had a policy to ignore any warnings. And this meeting in July of 2001 was kept from the 9/11 commission, so that it was a surprise to the 9/11 commissioners that they had ever even had this meeting. So again, it gets to me. It's a matter of sabotage of America. These guys have been trying to get a blank check. When 9/11 happened, well, the typical scam with,
well, they want total government power, and that much you're right about. I mean, he continues to take step after step towards more dictatorial powers here in America, and I think it's an interesting observation that you bring up that this Mark Foley thing happens to go down and get all this press attention after they've just decimated habeas corpus
and
other important
point.
Freedoms. Very good, David. Thank you for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. Unfortunately, we're short on time here.
It does seem it seems to be the way of Washington, if a big story breaks, like, you know, the suspension of habeas corpus, that something comes up that muddies the water a little bit, gets the American public talking about something different.
Is it really more Washington, or is it the news agencies? I mean, the news agencies are the ones who are responsible for keeping an eye on things. They're the ones that are bringing the stories to the forefront. And really, what's going to be more interesting? Is it going to be a story about a congressman having sexual interactions with 16-year-old boys?
It does have more sizzle.
Or is it going to be this habeas corpus? What's that? That's, what is that, Italian or something? I mean, who wants to know about all this lawyer stuff? Right? I mean, just looking at it from the perspective of the average American schmo.
Sexual little boys.
Yeah. Looking at it from the perspective of average Joe American watching TV, what's more interesting?
Well, it's pretty clear.
I know it's more interesting to me talking about the loss of freedom and pointing these things out. And, of course, we were the ones following the story all throughout the past week.
We try to follow what's important, at least what's important to us.
Yeah. 800. Wait, we're done. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Tomorrow night we will definitely focus. I want to focus on this whole loss of rights thing again. I want to jump back to that. I want to reset and talk about what happens if you disappear. We'll be back tomorrow night. See you online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.